Fine Line Tire at Hancock, Fine Line Tire Express at Houghton, where we serve you the guest. Head coach Joe Sean is with us. Congratulations, coach. What a big, big, big win here tonight. I was nervous, even with the two-goal lead, but, boy, you guys did a great job out there tonight.
Yeah, I thought our goaltending was outstanding. We got a couple of huge power play goals when we needed them most, back-to-back power play goals to take the lead in the second period, and I thought our guys battled hard. For the most part, an enjoyable hockey game, and I'm really proud. I thought Blake was incredible.
Yeah, he was really good tonight.
You know, with game on, we may have found a secret here. Get half as many shots, and we'll get twice as many goals. So, great job by our guys.
It was, and I thought, again, a couple of guys. It was tough to pick three stars here tonight, Coach.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
You know, Paratino, I thought even he had two assists, but I thought he was so much better than just
great
two
weekend.
Assists.
Great weekend for him, and we needed it. We had some good talks. Going into the week and how much we needed, and with Bretschmann being out, and we really needed to get that leadership and that example out of Bliss and Hallinen, and they needed someone to support them on that wing, and Tommy was just everything we could have asked of him this weekend. He probably had a 3-point weekend, a couple points tonight, right?
Yep, two assists.
And an assist last night, so. Tremendous effort by him, but there were a lot of guys that stepped up. I didn't think we have had all the guys with their oars in the water early. Mm-hmm. I think as it got a little more emotional in the second period, I think that some guys felt it a little bit more and felt the rivalry. They have a good atmosphere here.
I think
they've done a good job here. I'm assuming that's their student section behind the goalie and things like that. So. I think they've done a good job here. I enjoy the way they play. You know, they make plays and things like that. And I think tonight a lot of it was our leadership, our upper class, I think, really did a good job. Carol was good. You know, a lot of guys did a great job.
I like seeing if I'm seeing the same stuff you guys are, because you obviously know where everybody's supposed to be at all times.
You know this game as well as I do.
You've been watching
this a long time.
No, but I'm hoping I can nail this on the head tonight. I thought Eric Goetz struggled early, and then he really picked up his game, made some strong defensive plays later in the game that were really important to us.
Yeah, I agree. He's battling his confidence a little bit right now, and I agree with you on that. And actually, Brooksy said the same thing. He said he struggled a little bit early, and then as the game went on, he settled in a little bit more. But you can't instill confidence, Dirk. There's not a magic wand. There's not a pill you can take. You can't instill confidence. Confidence is earned, and it can be lost, and it has to be re-earned, you know, by whatever's missing. You have to really analyze it and not overreact to it and just figure out, okay, what's going on here? Got it. I might have to do this better. Got it, and move on. And we're hoping that he's turned the page a little bit. Had a little bit down year defensively last year as well, so we're hoping that that some of this emotion can ignite him a little.
And again, he didn't make our three stars tonight. Certainly could have. I just can't put a finger on how important Justin Misiak is out there, and what he creates and what he allows other people to do after he work so hard in the corners or whatever he's doing.
Yeah, we changed that lineup a little bit to try to get a little, to get a little bit more urgency out of some players. We took Mosley, we split them up, I think for the first time maybe since Justin's been back, and it paid some dividends for us. We got some production out of it. I thought he played well, but, you know, Logan Piatla played really, really, really well tonight. I mean, I can't single out anybody that didn't get it going as the game progressed and as it got critical. And that's the important thing. As it got critical, we got really big performances again out of Blake when we needed him. He made some huge saves with a one goal lead there, and you know they have a 30-something% power play, 35 maybe, and they scored two on the weekend, and they do a lot of things really well. And it was really a chess game between periods on looking at it and talking about it with the players and making some adjustments here and there, and then they'd tweak something else and then we'd go back to work on it, talk about it on the bench and try to straighten some things out to give us a little bit of a anticipated edge in that part of it. But it all comes down to winning those battles and doing some things. And again, it's a hard-fought win. Another 4-point weekend. We'll take them. We'll take every one we can get. Again, we've lost one game this year in regulation. That's a big deal. You know what I mean? For us to, you know, that's what I'm selling to the players. And that was a 2-1 game at Clarkson that we played extremely well in. So, again, don't get too high, don't get too low. We're growing. Guys got better. Bronte gave us a good game tonight back in the lineup and things like that. So our competition is good. Want to keep our mood good and keep guys growing and just, you know, try to have good, honest dialogue with our players.
Congratulations, Coach. Big win tonight. This is the longest I've seen you after the game with your suit and tie on still, so I know you got to get on the bus, right?
No, I'm driving.
Oh, you
so
are?
So if you want to hop in with me, you're
well,
more than free. I'm going to
trailer my truck back, you know?
Yeah, yeah, feel free,
all right,
you know?
Congratulations,
thanks.
Coach. Head right. Coach Joe Shannon at Coach's Corner brought to you by Fine Line Tire and Hancock Fine Line Tire Express in Houghton, where we